Turn it over to Red. He's going to come and give us our message today.
Good morning. Get things arranged here. I got some things here. Got to get things out. There's like my little pouch. Isn't that cute? My wife gave that to me. So that's got purpose here after a bit. But glad you guys came. If you missed Sunday school, you missed some really fun discussion. It was really neat, and we stopped just before the good part really got going, I think. Don't you think, Sonny? I know you was helping out there a lot, so. But no, it was really good. The discussion went good, and it almost kind of feeds into what we're going to talk about this morning. It's this, that, you know, being accountable and things like that. It was really good. You come next Sunday and you catch up, because that's when the good part begins. My message this morning, I kind of touch on it most every time I talk, is sharing. I've been really going and trying to share with people, different people. I tried the thing that my father-in-law does at Casey's, and I asked a guy just the other day. I says, if we died right now, would I see you in heaven? The guy told me to drop dead. He walked off. And I've never had that response. I was like, well, I guess, I hope I planted some kind of seed there. I don't know what kind, but it was like, wow. And, but, so you do get negatives once in a while. It's not always positive. That's the first real negative one I've ever gotten. And I was like, I still can't, I was scratching my head like, wow, what happened there? So, I still ain't figured it out. And if you guys can let me know what, I don't know, so. But some of the scripture I'm going to be using today to come in from is Romans 10:15, John 3:16-18, and Hebrews 11:7, Isaiah 52:7, and 1 Peter 3:15, and that's the 3:20. I'm going to read some of that. And then also 2 Peter 2:5, but the 1 Peter 3-5, I think, is really, 3:15 is really good. So let me find it here. I had it marked. No, it's not marked. There it is. But sanctify the Lord in your hearts, and always be ready to give defense to everyone who asks you a reason for the hope that is in you, with meekness and fear. I think God showed me the fear. That guy cut me off and just told me to drop dead. I thought, woo, I thought maybe I was going to get hit there for first a minute. But, so, I think we'll go right into, you got to have tools to share. We have carpenters in here, and you guys have tools that you use to do your job. A square, a level, and a bunch of other tools. I watched Ben when he came and did some work on our house, and man, he's got a big trailer full of stuff. I don't even know how he knows everything that's in there. But then you got farmers, you know, you got Russ, and the other guys, you know, they're doctors, and they're accountants, and, you know, they're everybody else, and they put seed in the ground, hope, like he was, Ryan was saying, he just got seed put in the ground yesterday before it rained. You got to plan, you got to be a planter. So you got those kind of tools. Administration type tools. And also you got tools, if you want to go out and share, you got tools that you can use. One of the biggest ones is just your Bible. Your Bible can tell you everything you need to know about sharing. A friend of mine, he just shares everybody he sees. Everybody. And so he kind of got me into using tracks, and my wife showed me how to use tracks. And that's what my little bag is here. And they'll cover about anything or can touch anybody you want. There's one track I use when I go talk to a hunter. I know if he likes to hunt. It kind of focuses towards that and how nature is used into that. And then I've got another one. This is a good one. It's just a what if. That's the what if you die. What if something bad happened, something good happened, whatever. Helps you lead into some good questions. The one I find the hardest is, find it here, is when I share this one. I promised a soldier. If you'd like one, I'll give you one. You can get them. I've come up with a lot of good things from this. Raymond and I go to a veterans hunt about every year, and I shared a couple of them with the other guys, and one of the guys, he keeps calling me back and asking questions. He's never made a commitment yet, but he's still asking questions. And I think sometimes that's the best part of sharing with people, because then you become friends and acquaintances with people that you would have no idea that was even out there. Help grow our family. Oh, got another one in here. Hang on. This one I'm going to use once if we ever meet again. It's a little longer one. Fast-paced world, things like that helps you do that. There's a lot of opportunities you can use to share. And I keep this in my truck in the little glove box thing or whatever they call it, console thing. And I can get one and hand it to somebody or say, hey, would you be interested in this? So that's another tool that I use that I'd like to see other people use. I see other people handing them out like at the fair and when they're doing parades and stuff like that. And just hand them to somebody. They'll ask somebody about it sometimes. You don't have to be there to answer it. So I know Cork answers a lot of questions when he's doing his Christmas thing. And it's all ages, right, Cork? From adult to little ones. That's the main thing I think about sharing is you get out there and you put yourself in a position where people are asking you where we can guide them in the right direction. You're not going to save everybody. The thing is to plant that seed. God says he'll water that seed. He'll make that come to maturity. And I see that a lot with other people, and they're good friends of mine are missionaries. They go and they plant seeds. He says, it was 5 years before I led my first person to Christ, this one missionary I know. He says, but I stayed at it. Use tools. They ask where I got this messenger to go for tools, because you have gifts also. And I know everyone in there has a gift given from God. Because that's what the Bible tells us, correct? I still like going back to the Bible because some of the best ways to share is the stories from the Bible. Like the one we was just talking about this morning, we was reading, it was in Sunday school. You know, about Joseph. And everything that happened to him. And then you can go, and then the song about Calvary. We just sang Calvary. What better story is to tell somebody that my God died for me to make sure that I could live forever, my soul would be clean? How strong is that? How do you deny that? I use nature a lot. But you go back to that. That's another thing. That's further on back. Get back to the Bible. Jonah and the whale. Isn't that a pretty neat story? Kids love it. So I got one little kid I was talking to, and he goes, you mean he puked him up? And I'm like, well, not really that way, but yeah, you can say that. But, you know, that's the thing. You use things out of the Bible. Use these tools. They got good verses in them. And you just step out in faith. One I like to use a lot is Raymond and I talk about it, is the Ark. I love the Ark. The Ark is one of the most modern tools that I feel you can use today. Because, you know, the Ark had more, if I can say this word right, sophisticated stuff on it than what most ships have today. It was the first ship to ever have air conditioning. You realize that? First ship to ever have air conditioning. Because of the dead well in the back of the ship. As the ship went up and down, the waves that God made, the sea came up, pushed fresh air into the throughout the ship, And as it went down, it took all the waste from the animals and all the bad air out and flushed it out. That's pretty neat for a ship from way back then, wouldn't you think? The way it was designed, it could not roll over. It could not capsize. I tell people, I says, now I got a God that's an engineer too. He designed that. And he gave the knowledge to a man to help build it. People go, you mean really they did build that? I said, yeah. I says, the big piece of wood on the back, they said, in the back, that's a spanker sail. It always keeps the nose into the wind, always facing forward. So in other words, it's not going to hit a rogue wave and go sideways. Now, how many ships do you know of? Like even I was reading about back, like when the discoverers of the United States or America came over on their ships, Mayflower and stuff like that. How many ships they lost that rolled over? They had them tall masts and it wasn't centered properly, rolled over and sank. But God had it figured out. So that's why I tell people, I says, hey, I says, all you have to do is start sharing. God's got it figured out. He'll help you. He's got it figured out. Another thing that the ark shows is one of the best things, I think. You know, God says it's a narrow path to him, correct? And there's only one way. Guess what? There's only one way into the ark. One door. And it was a narrow path to get in it. If you ever been out to see the ark, you can see it's one door and the door they go in out of there. You go on the back side of it, but it's there and you can see the big cross on it. It's the only way, the only door to Christ. There's one way, and to ask him to come into your heart and save you and to believe in him. Just going down the road, I was thinking the other day, another good story you can use to share with is the fire pit when they threw all the guys in the fire, in the furnace, fiery furnace. The guy looked in and he goes, wait, there's one more than what there was I throwed in there. Now, how do you figure that? Well, it was God in there protecting them, God's angel, or God. They come out, they weren't even touched. How would you like to try to explain that to all the people who was watching? You throw people in there before and they just blow them up. I think that got people thinking, don't you think? Wouldn't that get you thinking if I told you that story? My God's powerful. Wouldn't you want to have somebody that you could follow that's that powerful? That loving? Be excited when you tell people. God puts us in places too that we should be sharing. I know I dropped the ball quite a bit, but he provides us opportunities. If you ask him, I will guarantee you, if you go home and pray today, give me an opportunity, show me an opportunity this week to share to somebody, you better hang on, because you're going to get more than one. Just a few months ago, Raymond and I was out farting around, and I told Raymond, I says, I think we need to start sharing more. It was on our little trip. We both got to share with people at Casey's. We talked to people at Casey's in Memphis. Talked to the lady at the men's cook store. I mean, they just basically, what are you guys doing? Well, we're just out and we're messing around doing this. Just out enjoying the God's creation. And the lady said, what, Raymond? You believe in that? I says, yes, we do. And we got to talk a little bit, and then they got busy and we left. But plant that seed, right, Raymond? Plant that seed. I'm getting a little bolder. I was a little timid at first, and if you can ever imagine that. But I see these things, and I just get more excited about it every time I talk about it, because even this young lady right here has come up and said, what's more opportunities, or how can I share with people? Boy, that gets you excited. Because I know someday, somebody's going to say to her, thank you for sharing with me. I accepted the Lord. Grow our family again. And I appreciate her enthusiasm about it and also doing this shoebox thing. Maturity and growing in Christ. This morning, Russ stepping up to do Sunday school. It's nice. People doing things like that. That's growing the body and sharing without even knowing. There might have been somebody in Sunday school that didn't know Christ, and after our discussion might have gave him an idea or something. I didn't notice. I've heard that story probably 30 or 40 times in my life this morning. And that 3 days popped out today. Remember they were talking about that this morning? Man, I was like, wow, that looks in with a bunch of other 3 days here, you know, Christ in the grave, 3 days, some other 3 days, and one that you brought up. I can't remember off the top of my head right now. I get that way, but I get so excited. And then Sonny brought up one. Moses kind of touched on that a little bit about being kind of getting his family back in the line, I guess, shoving them back in line. And I was sitting there last night, and I was like, man, I could go on and on and on about the stories in the Bible that I can use to share with. Those are a few ones I like to use. But don't misunderstand me. My wife came calling on me this morning, I don't read enough. I should read more, because I think it'll help me. So, another thing I found, I wish I'd have wrote who gave me this, but before you go out and start doing this thing, I'm going to start doing this here, because it popped out, it fell on my Bible last night while I was finishing up my lesson. It's a Christian's checklist. One of them, the first one right on, be strong in the Lord. Put on the whole armor of God. Gird with the truth. Breastplate of righteousness. Feet shod with gospel of peace. Shield of faith. Helmet of salvation. Sword of the Spirit. Praying always. Here's the one that I get in trouble with a lot. Open mouth boldly. In parentheses, witness. But sometimes I open my mouth boldly when I shouldn't, but that's how I am. Ephesians 6. That's out of Ephesians 6. If you guys want a copy, I'd run some copies and give to you, but that's pretty cool. I like that. That's another little tool that I found, and just last night ran into it again. But what's the most exciting thing for me in sharing is about giving people the opportunity to get the free gift of salvation. That God would actually send His Son to die for us with no... It was just selflessness. I mean, He was just willing to make everything happen. Need to, because God tells us we need to go out and spread the word. So please pray to ask if God will give you the opportunity to share this week or next week or the month of, say the month of October. And then put down the opportunities, write them down of how many opportunities you had. And see how you did. A lot of times I'm like, okay, I did good here. Oh man, there's 4 or 5 I messed up on. But it gets to where there's 2 I did pretty good at, I think. It gets easier as you go. I don't know if I told you, we was up in the square. Got a guy, we was selling ice cream for one of Jill's organizations for right to life. And got to talk to this guy, and he acted like he was asking some different things. So I got him off the side, and we started talking, and I started witnessing to him and started asking him some of the tough questions. And big smile come on this man's face, and he says, "You're witnessing to me, aren't you?" "Well, yeah, I am." I said, "I'm glad you noticed." I said, he says, "It's nice to have a Christian man talk to you." He says, "I'm saved also." He says, "But thank you for trying to." And I was like, wow. I think, but this guy just, he grabbed and hugged me. And I was like, oh, my space is a little bit, I'm still working on that. But, and so I, you know, that was kind of nice. That was encouragement. So, but it's really nice. And our church does a good job, because I hear the young man I was telling about, Chris Atkins, that got burnt so bad, told me Monday when he came back to work, he said, "Just let you know," he says, "I've never had nobody pray for me before." He says, "You and your church meant so much to me and my wife." He says, "We thought there was hope." Now, doesn't that touch your heart? I haven't got him to say the words yet. I don't think I ever will, because he's kind of rough and tough. But I've seen he's changed. He's changed. And this church has been part of that. Someday I'm going to get him to walk in the doors with us. But Chris is actually, how do I say? He used to be a big, mean, growly ex-Marine. Now he's just like a teddy bear. I don't know what, I mean, I asked him, I said, "Did you get saved and me not know about it?" He said, "Not yet, Red, but I'm working on it." I said, "I'll be there to push you along." But it's just been great. And he's been great for my attitude these last couple weeks. I mean, I'm glad he's back. I mean, it's like unbelievable. But keep praying for Chris and his wife. They got three daughters and a son. Got one daughter getting married here this week. The one that I know the most is Chloe, and then their boy. I've always known him as Runt. I don't even know his name. That's what we called him ever since I've known Chris for 20-some years. So the kid's 20 years old, going to graduate high school this year. So pray for him. Pray for the family. Keep Chris in mind, his wife. She's got a pretty rough job. She's a jailer. It's just share with people. You get to know them. You get to talk to them. You see them in the street later, they'll even come up and start asking questions. Sharing's great. And I'm still saying I don't do enough. I'd like to do more. So, in that, I would like to tell the church, thank you for letting me get up here and tell you how I feel and how some of the things I learned from the Word. And I've got a long ways to go. And I appreciate each and every one of you guys. So, in that, I'd just like to say thank you and get out and pray and get out and share with people. If you'd like some tracks, I'll show you some. Even if it's in my cute little thing here. I was going to wear a Hawaiian shirt, but my wife said I shouldn't today. So, she said that might be a little too much. But, thank you again. But take the challenge up. Write it on your calendar. I'd like to share between here and here and see what the results are. You might not see the results for months or years, but you'll enjoy. It'll make your heart feel a lot better. So thank you again, and someday we'll have to get out and share together. So thank you a lot. Oh, one other thing. Thank Isaac. He had a great turnout on his little balloon thing here, and he's doing a great job of reaching out and sharing to people. I hear his name around now and then. That tall kid, the girl said a tall, good-looking guy, was running down there, running the bloom thing. So, his word's getting out that we're doing stuff here at our church. So, thank you again, and just keep praying for our church. Thank you.